Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
Today we're in verse 78 of Psalm 119. Again, what a joy it is to be with you this day. As we continue along in God's Word, the preciousness to grow together, even as Peter writes, that we should grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's my prayer, that we would grow and know more of God's grace within our lives. Today, we see in verse 78, he says, "Let the proud be ashamed, for they treated me wrongfully with falsehood, but I will meditate on your precepts." You know, to be able to, look at those who have hurt him, and it certainly he's been talking about those who have lied against him, those who have stolen against him, and treated him falsely. And now he's turning to God to deal with him. Rather than take it in his own hands and try to seek some type of revenge and go after them, he's just calling upon the Lord. He says, "Let the proud be ashamed." Pride is something, certainly, it comes against everything that's what God is all about. Pride is what, really, as you can see, is something that we develop within ourselves where we almost feel like we're self-reliant, when there isn't a need, a dependency upon God. So even when I see that pride, rear its ugly head in my own life, I have to say, boy, oh boy, Lord, would you please help me? Pride says it doesn't need God. But truly, we all desperately need the Lord. We've been studying recently in our Sunday night Bible studies. We go through the Bible. We've been looking at the man Jacob and how Jacob wrestled with God all night long. But yet God, out of his love, he touched his hip and Jacob was crippled. You might look at that and think on that, well, that's a terrible thing to happen to him. But yet God was concerned with Jacob's eternal life. See, Jacob was certainly a man that such an example of that, how he was so dependent upon his abilities and the things that he could do, even though he acknowledged that he knew God. But yet he wasn't allowing him to be Lord of God because he was so filled with pride. See, knowing God is nothing really. It's good to know God, but not so much to boast on it, to think that that's what God would have for us, just to know him, because certainly the Bible tells us that demons also know God, but they when they know about God, they tremble. The Bible truly wants us to come to a place where we submit ourselves to the Lord, and we submit ourselves to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. As we humble ourselves, and we look for his direction and for his guidance and for his abilities to work not only in our lives, but through our lives. So he says, let the proud be ashamed, for they treated me wrongfully with falsehoods. Otherwise, the lies, the little lies that go out, which could truly, truly hurt people. It's so sad when people, say lies on each other and hurt each other. And a lot of times they do it in their own mind where they just feel like they're doing somebody some good. And they get with other friends and they talk behind somebody's back. And doing that, they're really tearing down the character of that person that they're talking about, and it's hurtful. Nowadays, we don't talk to other friends face-to-face about somebody. Now we use what they call social media through Facebook or Twitter or instant messaging people, where really it's no different than what was known certainly in times gone past, and it's certainly what is today. It's no more different than people gossiping, and as you gossip, it spreads falsehoods about people. All right, Lord, help us to be men and women that will speak the truth and love. If we see somebody's hurting or somebody's in trouble, we'll pray and we'll talk to the Lord about situations. And so we see him asking God to deal with the proud. He says, rather than me, wasting my time and those who bring me harm, he says, I'm going to meditate on God's precept. I'm going to think about the Lord. One of the things that I find so interesting here in the scriptures where he's saying, let the proud be ashamed. this idea of letting. You know, see, God created us, what I find it so interesting, with that free will choice where we can make decisions, where the Lord would want us to choose to follow him. Even as I mentioned how Jacob took quite a bit of his life to where he could really finally choose to allow God to have his way within his life. Because when the Lord touched his hip and it became crippled, he started allowing the Lord to be Lord. In fact, you know, the thing that's so beautiful is that God changed his name from Jacob to Israel. Do you know what the word Israel means? It simply means God ruled or God governed. Now Jacob is going to have God governing his life rather than Jacob himself running his life. And so the beauty is that his life is now being spirit-led rather than allowing himself to be the one that's running the ship. I love it where Paul, in writing in the book of Colossians, where he talks about how important it is that we would allow things to happen, is to let things to happen within our lives. In Colossians chapter 3, verse number 15, we read, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were called in one body, and be thankful." See, that's so important. It says, even though we can know about the peace of God, it requires us to take action. We need to allow the peace of God to enter. And notice, he says, rule your hearts. We need to allow the peace of God to enter in and to take control and just be a great part of our lives. And that's a decision of my will, willing to say, Lord, I'm going to submit myself to you this day. These problems that are giving me so much stress, they're too hard for me. And so, Lord, I'm going to commit them to you. And I want to please, Lord, allow your peace to come into my heart and to rule my heart in which you called us to do. And then secondly, he tells us in verse 16, he says, "And let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching." You know, and the thing is so beautiful is that you can hear the Bible being taught. You could go to church on Sunday, midweek study, and you could hear it on the radio, TV. But it really doesn't do us much good if we're just hearing. You see, when we allow it to rule within our hearts, as he says, let the word of Christ dwell richly within your heart in all wisdom, it grabs the core of your being and it starts to transform you. It changes your thought pattern. It changes your heart and the things that you're going to be doing within your life. In fact, he tells us, he says that when we have this to happen within us, he says that we're going to be filled with wisdom, teaching one another, admonishing one another. We're going to be singing songs and spiritual songs with grace in our hearts to the Lord. Once we get to that place of letting God have control, may we, like Jacob, how his name was changed to Israel, may we this day say, yes, Lord, I want to be like Jacob, to have you control over my life rather than me in control of the situation. So the psalmist was finding great peace. When he chose, he says, I will. Did you hear that? Do you see that decision he's making? He says, he's very determined. And he says, I will meditate on your precepts. May we this day make wise decisions to allow God to rule within our hearts. Yes, the world out there is terrible. The world is doing bad things, even as he was doing against the psalmist, as they were coming against him. But may we just turn them over to the Lord and choose to meditate on God's word. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you.
Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.